This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, I am happy about the Raiders coming to Vegas. I think that was some great, great news. Listen, I'm a Cowboys fan, but you forget, I was born in L.A. And when I was in L.A., right, the Raiders were, you know, big. You know, maybe they didn't do as well, but they were still pretty big. Then, you know, the Raiders leaving Los Angeles and going halfway around the country and then back to Oakland, I always felt like there was a little part of me with, you know, the Raiders. Plus, I really dig black and silver. I don't know if you guys have seen my nails, but my nails are black and silver. So being a diehard Cowboys fan, right, and being excited that the Raiders are coming to Vegas, it's going to be very, very difficult, right, to, deal with people who are bad-mouthing each other. But I'm actually very excited. And, you know, Las Vegas, for those of you guys that have never been or who have only been for a weekend jaunt, it's really a cool city, right? It is very, very cool. The people who live here, the people that make up Las Vegas, I know I got listeners all over the country, and trust me, I've been to, you know, most of the country. And I got to tell you, you guys rock. Bostonians, oh, my God. New Jersey, New Yorkers, Montanans, Washington, Midwest, I love you guys. In fact, I'm going to be in Philadelphia in the next couple weeks. And I have never been to Philly, so I cannot wait because, you know, every city has a personality of its own. But the one thing about Vegas locals is we are very loyal. You know, Raiders comes here, and you have a lot of people that don't have a team. They're going to have a team now. I know people from Oakland are just really upset about this move. And I don't think they're going to start until the year 2020. All right. We still have to build a real fancy stadium. And I know people are concerned about taxpayer costs, et cetera. But I got to tell you, the one thing that kind of buffers the city a little bit when, you have a pretty nasty recession is your sports teams. All right. You know, people that are diehard will still, you know, go to the games. We're still going to have a Super Bowl. No matter what happens to the economy, we're still going to have Super Bowls. And Vegas is kind of warm in the winter. So that puts us in the running for hosting the Super Bowl later. So I'm very, very excited. I think this is a great, great move. Again, I understand how people in Oakland are really, really upset. I've just always found it kind of odd that you have the 49ers and you have Oakland within, you know, the Oakland Raiders, you know, within miles of each other. I mean, they're just right next to each other up there, Northern California. So, you know, I kind of like, you know, spreading the fun out a little bit, but I do understand that Oakland fans are pretty upset. But here in Vegas, we got tons of Raider fans. So Raider fans out here think the move is brilliant. We'll let you guys know how it's going. Many of you are worried about this giraffe. I guess there's this giraffe named April. She's very famous, and she's pregnant. And I guess she has been live-streamed now, and she has millions of viewers waiting for her to pop out a baby giraffe. Apparently, any day she's supposed to give birth. They say the udder is continuing to fill. They say giraffes do not bag up with a full udder in the sense of a cow, dog, goat, or sow. Their udder is very subtle and tucked between their legs. Poor giraffe. Everybody's looking up in there, you know. And yeah, she's just trying to tuck her udder up into, you know, she's trying to get a little bit of privacy. The development occurs generally just prior to birthing. And according to the site 11alive.com, NBC, photo of this morning's mammary growth in comments. Here forward, we are most concerned with this area and will gauge our status until a hoof is waving hello. So everybody's kind of looking up for Lily right now to see if a baby giraffe is coming. Now, there's been a lot of speculation. They don't know if she's already contracting. They don't know if she's actually in labor. We don't know if the calf is going to be a boy or a girl. They can't tell. April's mate, his name is Oliver, and he is separate from April. So why would that be? They say male giraffes instinctively care about three things, mating, fighting, and eating. So Oliver is only allowed inside with April a little bit at a time under close supervision. Otherwise, he could be a danger to April and her baby by either fighting her or attempting to mate with her or eating her food. Male giraffes are not part of the child-rearing process. So she told the male giraffe to get the stepping, get out of there, leave me alone, go bounce. And so she gets to have, hopefully, a nice, quiet, private time in her pen. Unfortunately, it's being live-streamed. I don't know. If you guys realize this happened, I'm really naive when it comes to what we have on this earth in terms of technology. But I guess years ago, my kids said, do you want to see the penguins? I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm like, where are there penguins in Las Vegas, Nevada? And they pulled up online that there was a camera in Antarctica and you could just watch the penguins all day long. I thought that was awesome. And I mean, that was like years ago. So this is what we could do. We could watch animals in the wild now. There's cameras, I guess, throughout the world. We could just sit there and watch. Now, I'm sure there's also people watching. I would hate to think if there's a camera watching me. Oh, there's Dahlia shaving her legs. Oh, man, does she really have to put her leg up on the counter like that? Can't she just do it in the shower? No, did you see her do it in the shower? It's horrible. So I'm really nervous about anybody watching other people. But it is pretty cool to watch the animals. All right, if YouTube, I guess YouTube might have removed the video. Animal Adventures say they have a backup plan. I guess Animal Adventures are the ones behind this. They say they will go live from their Facebook page of the feed. The public is submitting names for the baby giraffe. I don't know what they would call the baby giraffe. But April is 15 years old. A giraffe's lifespan is about 15 years. They say a human, in human care, a giraffe could live longer than 15 years to 20 to 27 years. So, this giraffe is middle-aged, and I guess she's probably going to be going through a midlife crisis soon. Poor thing. She looks great. April, you look great. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So over the last week, since the issue with the not the Affordable Care Act, but the American Health Care Act getting pulled and the GOP not being able to advance it further, some of you have asked me about Medicaid and Medicaid expanding, and if Medicaid expansion continues or if the Medicaid expansion stays, what about the work requirements that were discussed? You guys have a lot of different questions, and I want to try to get to them all. Let me catch everybody up to speed. There was, and this is something that we didn't have a chance to talk to. The original repeal had, I don't want to say the original repeal, but the repeal that was brought up to the House, the Affordable Health Care Act, I believe had a provision in there for work requirements. And I guess it would allow states to place work requirements to get into the Medicaid program. If a state did not decide to impose a work requirement for Medicaid, then, if it did want a work requirement for Medicaid, what that would mean is a working age adult would need to have a job to be eligible for Medicaid. So this was a controversial policy that on Yahoo Finance talked about and some other sources. This didn't really make a lot of headlines. This work requirement for Medicaid. What did make headlines is the states could individualize, you know, how they, you know, do their Medicaid rather than getting just a lump open-ended sum. They get a per capita per person. And that get to budget it, that get to, you know, obviously when you're having issues with money, you know, there has to be some sort of, bean counters in the mix, you know, to make sure that we could get the biggest bang for our buck. This work requirements was very interesting. And, again, this didn't make a lot of headlines, where a state could say, look, as long as you work, you hold some sort of employment, we will give you Medicaid. Now, for those who are disabled, for those who can't work, that could be devastating. But for those who can, or those who do, who are able and willing, just like the Tsarnaev brothers, who bombed, Boston during the Boston Marathon, that makes a lot of sense. Now, let's go back really quickly and see what's been happening with Medicaid, okay? Back in 2004, we had about 46 million people on Medicaid. That stayed stable between 2004 and 2008. And if you remember, the economy was pretty damn good. So we had about 46 million people. The population was about 300 million, 320 million. All right. In 2009, right, it started to expand. Plus the economy started to fall. So we went up to about 50.9 million people. This comes from Statista. 2010, 54.9 million people were on Medicaid. Then 55.8, 57.3, 58.6. By 2014, 64 million people were on Medicaid. 2015, it rose to 68 million. 2016, 70.5. And currently, we are now being told that we have 72.5 million people on Medicaid. If the U.S. population is about 326 million, that is 22% of the country is on Medicaid. Almost a fourth of our country is requiring Medicaid. That's just Medicaid. That's not Medicare. That's not the VA. Medicare, we currently have 44 million beneficiaries. They say that's roughly 15% of the U.S. population. That enrollment is expected to rise to 79 million by the year 2030. So 35% of the country is right now, with the exception of the VA, 35% of the country is either on Medicare or Medicaid. So what? We're at about now 110 million. Some of you say, well, what about Great Britain? Great Britain knows how to do it. Why don't we follow what Great Britain does? First of all, the population of Great Britain is 64 million. We have more people on Medicaid than the entire population of Great Britain. How is Great Britain doing? Well, Great Britain, from what we're understanding, is 56% of adults currently pay income tax. So they're kind of dealing with a similar scenario as us, as half the country is paying taxes, half not. Now, when you look at a bunch of the the papers coming out of the UK, you have headlines, the NHS, their national health system, problems are, quote, at their worst since the 1990s. UK is now one of the worst healthcare systems in the world. NHS may be forced to abandon free healthcare for all. Britain's healthcare crisis is making huge news in Great Britain. We don't talk about that here. All right? So, what's going on? Well, they're having similar issues. All right? You have doctors that are underpaid. You don't have people wanting to become doctors. You have A&Es or the emergency rooms maxed out, not being able to take more people. You have hospitals trying to triage, saying, look, if you guys don't have anything urgent, don't come. You have 3-month wait, 4-month waits being recommended. You have issues with their ambulance services. The waiting times are, I guess, the worst in a decade. The NHS is obviously facing a lot of demand. And again, if they're not getting the funding that they need because half of their country is not paying, do we really want to emulate or mimic that system? Now, what do you need to qualify for Medicaid? Well, I can't tell you in each individual state, but for me, Nevada, if an individual makes about $16,000 per year, or if the family of four makes about $33,000 per year, households with annual incomes of up to 138% of the federal poverty level could qualify for Medicaid. So basically, those who average about $8 an hour can qualify for Medicaid. And they have to. If you make $8 an hour and your company is not providing you health insurance, you need something so you could qualify for Medicaid. So a lot of eligibility is about 133%. This is coming from Medicaid and Nevada Checkup, the Health Link. So if your income is higher, you still may be able to qualify for Medicaid, all right? They say if you're above the limit but need the help, still apply. This is according to MedicareInteractive.org. If you have high medical expenses, you may qualify for a Medicaid spend down or a medically needy program. The spend down is meant for people who have income slightly higher than would normally qualify for Medicaid coverage but who have medical expenses that significantly reduce their usable income. Some states require you to submit receipts or bills to Medicaid to show your medical expenses, and others you may be able to pay a monthly premium. These spend-down limits are generally lower than the Medicaid income limits for people who do not spend down. So there's that option. They say Medicare will still pay first for most of your medical services. When you qualify for Medicaid, it will be second to Medicare. So you have some people on Medicare that are also able to get Medicaid. Now, remember, Medicare is not just for people over 65, right? You could, if you have a disability, there's a Medicaid buy-in program. It's designed to help people with disabilities who would otherwise not be eligible for Medicaid health coverage. To qualify, you may be able to receive Medicaid by paying a premium to buy into the program. Now, this is something that I have been discussing for a long time. If some people wanted the single payer, if some people wanted a government insurance, a public option to take over, then why not offer it at a rate that people pay? Why does it have to be free? So it looks like there are some options for people that want to, but let's go back to this number, right? 72.5 million people are on Medicaid. How do you scale that back? You can't. That, once people are on it, they're not going to want to give it up, or they will, quote unquote, lose their health insurance. So the GOP vows that they are still going to try to repeal and replace Obamacare and still try to fix the healthcare system. But we went from 50.9 to 72.5 million people during Obama's time with the Affordable Care Act. And how do you take away that 22.5 million people? How do you do that? We may not want to. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I apologize. I'm having some apple. And the, the peel on the apple starts to get stuck, and then it'll kind of float around your mouth. So I got a piece of apple peel floating around the mouth. I just do not want to choke on the apple peel. Three teenage burglars are shot dead. You guys have to listen to this. This happened in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Three teens, 16 years old, 17 years old, and 18 year olds were shot. by a 23-year-old man who was at home with his father. They woke up to banging noises. These teens were in masks and gloves, and they shattered a glass door in the back of the house. So the 23-year-old armed himself with a rifle, confronted the suspected burglars, and shot them. Two of the burglars died in the kitchen, while another collapsed on the driveway. A 21-year-old woman suspected of being the getaway driver has turned herself in. The intruders were dressed in black, wore masks and gloves. They all died on the scene. One was armed with a knife. The other carried brass knuckles. They say that the 23-year-old appears to have acted in self-defense. The 23-year-old was home with his father. He was woken up. This was about 12:30 p.m. Waggoner County Sheriff's Deputy Dick Mahoney said the suspects gained entry after they shattered a glass door in the back of the house. He had an AR-15. He exchanged a few words with the suspects and opened fire. Two of the teens died in the kitchen while a third ran to the driveway before collapsing and succumbing to his injuries. They say preliminary investigation looks like it's self-defense. This may be a case of stand your ground. However, it's too early to say. And they are still looking into all aspects of this, according to Sheriff's Deputy Nick Mahoney. They say there is no reason to believe that the homeowner's son knew the suspected burglars. The 23-year-old has not been charged, and he did cooperate with authorities and gave them a full statement. Thank God both he and his father were uninjured. The suspected getaway driver, Elizabeth Marie Rodriguez, 21 years old, whose mugshot is now all over the Internet, turned herself in. She has been arrested on 3 counts of first-degree murder and 3 counts of first-degree burglary, no bond set. In Oklahoma, those suspected of committing a felony that results in the death can face murder charges even if they didn't kill anyone, but she was a part of the burglary. So I guess there's been a bunch of burglaries in the neighborhood, according to News on 6. Leon Simmons said his home was broken into a few months ago. We've noticed a lot more people driving slow through the neighborhood, more than one at a time. Authorities said it was too early to determine whether the three teens were responsible for the other burglaries. So, this is obviously making major headlines. You know, this stand your ground law, you know, you're able to protect those in your house. You're able to protect your baby. You're able to protect your family members. Somebody's in your house, you know, you could shoot them if they are, you know, there to cause bodily harm. When I was training for my CCW, you know, they said, look, if somebody sees your gun, starts to leave, you can't shoot them in the back, okay? But if they're facing you and it looks like they lunged at you, it looks, you know, you are allowed to defend yourself. Now, again, I'm not a police officer. Those of you who are police officers or retired police officers know more about this than I do. I just know what I learned with my training. But, you know, you have three people that enter your house. You're outnumbered. I kind of want burglars and I want quote-unquote bad guys and bad girls to know that in this day and age, if you mess with somebody, you could get shot. You know, we don't have that fear anymore of people. We think that we could mess with people, you know, and nothing's going to happen to us. We could rob them. We could mug them. You know, the days of the 1970s and the 1980s where you could take somebody's purse and nothing happens to you and you could get away with it or you could take somebody's kid, you know, no, we will turn around and mess you up. This is what we need to, the sentiment, this is what we need to project onto people who think they could come into our apartment, come into our home and mess with us. I've had people in our house. I've had that. I got the gun. I told them to get out right before I was ready to fire a warning shot because they heard me cock the gun. They left. And I remember I rose my hand. Now again, I was kind of naive at the time. I'm like, why can't I put all over my house, you know, we have guns. You know, don't mess with us or you'll be shot. And unfortunately, that's a stupid idea. And I know it's a stupid idea. But, let people know you don't want to come into this house. You'll be shot. Because if people know there's guns, guns have value. And if the government ever decides to take away our guns, right, my house would be then one of the first where people would want to go to get a gun. So, there's an armory at Dr. Dahlia's. Well, there's not an armory. There's not. But, you know, we need to tell bad guys or criminals that are not, you know, high and completely delirious, that, you know, and incompetent and incoherent, that, you know, you mess with us, you enter somebody's home, that could be those last footsteps that you take. And I hate to see that people died. I don't know what they were looking for. You know, if it was, you know, they were kids. These were 16-year-olds, 17. These were young kids. And I don't know if this 21-year-old who was driving the car, if she was orchestrating it all. But, you know, anybody who decides to commit crimes needs to realize that there's somebody there that'll blow your head off if you go into their house. And I don't think people realize that. They don't care, or it's not going to happen to me. But I don't know what these kids were doing in that house, and it's a shame that they had to die. But, it has to serve as a lesson to others. Just, you know, you're going into our space. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There was a slime project, a do-it-yourself slime project. And a Massachusetts family is now warning others when their 11-year-old daughter suffered second and third degree burns on her hands. And doctors thought it was because of the prolonged exposure to, I believe it was the borax that she was using to make the slime. Kathleen Quinn, who was making slime on a daily basis, suffered the injury when she was at a friend's house. Okay, her mother, Sabowan, said by the time they picked up the girl from the friend's house the following morning, she was crying in pain and her hands were covered in blisters. The Quins had encouraged their daughter to make the slime, seeing as it was a distraction to social media and other technology that obviously preteens are infatuated with. So she thought it was great. I bought all the stuff. And when they were gone, I bought more. She was being a little scientist. So I guess the creation included Borax 1 as a key ingredient. Doctors think it was the Borax 1 that caused her injuries. If you look at the pictures, it's horrible. Her fingers are, you see the trauma. She was rushed to the hospital. The doctors diagnosed her blistering hands with second and third degree burns. They say you just have to really read the packages and know what you're mixing, because there are certain things in the home that are just dangerous. Quinn has missed a week of school right now to her bandaged hands. She's expected to make a full recovery. And her message to kids is don't make it. Don't play with it. You know, years ago, my uncle died of leukemia in the 1950s. My mom had kept his chemistry set. I don't know where it is now, but in the 1980s, I remember looking at his chemistry set, and I thought it was really, really cool. Anything from the 1950s I was infatuated with, especially from my uncle that died. And, you know, I had noticed, because I had been taking chemistry class, right? I was already in high school at the time. I'm like, you know, you put a couple of these things together, it's dangerous stuff. And if you look at some of these old chemistry kits, right, these kits have chemicals in there that if you mix them up, wow. I'm not saying you're going to, you know, cause a major explosion, but, you know, we did things that were more dangerous at the time. I mean, you would help your dad in the tool shed. You would, you know, but the key to all of this is there had to be some parental supervision. Right? Some parents, some grown-up had to be around. So I'm not sure why they would buy these products and you know, have her do this without wearing gloves. But be smart. I do commend people for trying to do-it-yourself stuff. I think it's great to be creative, and it's great to be off the Internet. But you can't let your kid do that alone. You got to be on top of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Legalizing marijuana and the opioid epidemic. What are we looking at in terms of now having millions of people on marijuana? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So for a couple years now, we predicted that as we start to cut back on people getting their pain medication, they're going to have to go somewhere to get pain relief. And it's a good thing that marijuana is becoming legalized in many states. And now I guess we're hearing it's going to be legalized in Canada. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I guess it's a good thing that marijuana is being legalized so people in pain that cannot get their prescription medication because of all the new restrictions and the discouragement and the threats that doctors are getting that they could lose their license if they prescribe too many, patients know, they see the writing on the wall. They're not going to be able to get their pain medications. So they're moving towards marijuana, and they're finding relief from the marijuana. Now, just because that's what we predicted, and I've talked about it on my show, doesn't mean that's what's happening. I could tell you yes from ex-patients and my listeners telling me that's how they control their pain, but we do have a study saying, yeah, that's kind of what happened. Apparently, in the states of legalized marijuana, U.S. hospitals failed to see a predicted influx of pot smokers, but they did, however, treat far fewer opioid users. They say hospitalization rates for opioid painkiller dependence and abuse dropped on average 23% in states after marijuana was permitted for medicinal purposes, according to an analysis. Hospitalization rates for overdoses also dropped. Now, I know some of you are like, but wait a second. I thought overdose deaths are rising, and every day we're having multiple people die of overdoses. We're right now talking about the states, however, that have legalized marijuana. We're seeing a drop. At the same time, according to Fox News, fears that legalization of medical marijuana would lead to an uptick in cannabis-related hospitalizations proved unfounded. I don't know if we were really expecting a lot of CHS, the cannabis haparemesis syndrome. I don't know if we were expecting a lot of heart attacks from cannabis users. I don't know if that was an issue. I just expected that we would have a lot of people in pain, you know, switch vices and use marijuana to cope with their pain. And so I really didn't anticipate any rise in hospitalizations. Now, are there still cardiac risks? Yes, and another study has come out discussing that. So study author was Yuan Shi, a public health professor at the University of California, San Diego. She said instead, medical marijuana laws may have reduced hospitalizations related to opioid pain relievers. The study and a few others provided some evidence regarding the potential positive benefits of legalizing marijuana to reduce opioid use and abuse, but they are still preliminary. So while everybody's rejoicing, going, woohoo, we're bringing down opioid use, then what's the other side of that? And we have a lot of people on marijuana. Is that a good thing? Do we have people abusing it? Do we have people addicted to it? Look at how excited we have been cutting smoking all these decades. But what has risen as we've cut smoking? Obesity. We're just swapping one for another. That's the problem we have here. So then, in a few years from now, we're going to be going, well, how do we get all these people off marijuana? Now, marijuana rarely kills directly. So you don't really hear about marijuana overdose deaths. Does it have the potential to kill? Yeah, I guess you get into an accident. You are at risk for a heart attack, and it accelerates your heart attack. We've been talking about heart failure. Let me tell you the latest study here. Latest study finds that cannabis users are 4 times more likely to suffer a heart attack. Over a 5-year period, regular users in their 30s were 4.6 times more likely to have a cardiac-related illness than those who did not smoke the drug. Users in their late 20s were 3 times more likely to have a heart attack. They say until now, most concerns over the long-term effects of cannabis have centered on their association with mental health disorders like depression and schizophrenia. But this new study was presented, and they talked about the physical damage of the heart. They looked at 200, this came from Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. They looked at 210,000 cannabis smokers with 10 million non-users. They noted that users tended to have high blood pressure. The non-users were more likely to drink heavy, smoke tobacco, and have type 2 diabetes. Combine all that together, that greatly increases the chance of a heart attack. So then one theory with that is, or one explanation could be, Well, you know, somebody smokes pot, right? They're not going to probably be the most, I don't want to use the word responsible, but they're probably not going to be the most diligent when it comes to, oh, I got to go hit the gym. Right? Or, you know what, I got to just eat a salad, and maybe I'll just have a little baby salmon patty for dinner. You know, many people that smoke pot, they get the quote-unquote munchies. They'll, you know, they may eat more, junk food. They may not care as much. They may not be more physically active. We don't know. All right? You know, there's, you know, most people I know that smoke marijuana are skinny, and they haven't gotten diabetes. So we can't say that as a scientific fact that it, you know, marijuana will make you gain weight, for sure will give you diabetes. Again, I'm still of the process that it helps increase insulin sensitivity. But I will never say marijuana is the healthiest thing out there. And I don't think I want a country, you know, completely dependent on marijuana. 1 in 8 adults say they smoke pot. That is as of August 2016. So that was before it became legalized in California, legalized in Nevada. They say the percentage of American adults who say they smoke weed has nearly doubled in 3 years. Among those who participated in the Gallup poll survey, 1 in 8 currently smoke it. 43% said they tried, which was an increase from 38%. The percentage of pot smokers was 7% in the 2013 Gallup survey. This was basically a very small survey. They did phone interviews of about 1,000 randomly chosen adults. A 2015 report from the National Institute on Drug Abuse found that the rate of current marijuana use rose from 4.1% back in the early 2000s to 9.5% in 2012, and one-third of the respondents reported symptoms of marijuana addiction. They also looked at religiosity. And they said 1 in 5 adults younger than 30 is a pot smoker. The rate of marijuana use among those who seldom or never attend a religious service was 14%. So they kind of divided it up into little sub-studies with this. But, you know, are we prepared as a country to, you know, if we do seem to curb this opioid epidemic, are we prepared to deal with the marijuana epidemic? Now, some people could say, well, Dahlia, what about alcohol? That's not really an epidemic. People drink. Do we have a lot of people abusing alcohol? Do we have a lot of drunk drivers? Yes, we do. And I wouldn't mind using that term epidemic and people who are drunk drivers. It hasn't changed. It hasn't risen. It hasn't made headlines. And I love that alcohol is legal. And again, I am for legalization of marijuana. I just think we need to make sure we have the logistics in place and the infrastructure in place and be very careful, because as we got off smoking, we became more obese. As we got off opioids, we're going to have more people addicted to marijuana. And Canada is joining in now. Canada, I guess Canadian marijuana stocks have soared after Justin Trudeau plans to legalize marijuana by July 1, 2018. Shares have skyrocketed. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government is expected to announce legislation in the week of April 10th. The minimum age limit for purchasing marijuana in Canada will be 18. Individual provinces could set the bar even higher if they wish. The provincial governments will also be able to set the price of the drug, as well as deciding how it'll be sold. I don't blame countries for wanting to legalize it. Everybody's making money, but the people that don't have legalized marijuana. Now, mind you, once it does become legalized everywhere, it'll be less in demand. You know, the more demand, you know, the more of a supply, then the less of a demand in your local area. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.